Islamabad and Rawalpindi. Islamabad, the capital, and its adjoining city, which is part of the Punjab province. And the authors is me, myself. I'm a student of PhD, Faculty of Economics and Business, University of Debrecen. And I'm an assistant professor at Faculty of Management Sciences, Namal Islamabad. I'm here on scholarship for my PhD. The second author is Mr. Samiuddin Khan from Pakistan. He is a lecturer at Swat College of Sciences and Technology in Swat. This is northern part of Pakistan. And the third author, my honorable professor, Andrash Navradi. He is director of the Institute of Applied Economics and chair of the AVMA Congress. First, we start with the word entrepreneur. As the French dictionary reports, it's entreprendre, and it's also referenced by Kibbe in 2004. It first appeared in 1723. Although the word appeared first time, but entrepreneurship has been there since human has been there. And if you read the sacred or revelations or heavenly revelations, you will find that in the religions, history, also prophets and their followers, they were involved in business doing. Also the lost prophet, he was also involved in business doing. And his wife was also an entrepreneur, a woman entrepreneur, Khadija, the wife name of the holy prophet's wife. She was also a great entrepreneur. And her business transactions were up to large territory, including Arab and Asia and some Middle Eastern countries. Richard Kendall in 1730 viewed entrepreneur as a self-employed and bearer of uncertainty. It's the first definition so far, and it's the most simplest definition. And since then, there have been many definitions of entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. And the long debate on the nature and nurture of entrepreneurs, or born versus made entrepreneurs, can be viewed in the history of entrepreneurship literature or the psychology of entrepreneurship literature. The classical theories of entrepreneurship stress the role of personality traits or the personality attributes or the nature of entrepreneurs like Schumpeter, Knight, Kilstrom, and Lefort, or many other authors who view this notion. The recent twin researchers report great importance on the nurture in comparison to the nature of entrepreneurship in determining the entrepreneurial career choices. And this was reported by Niccolo et al. 2008, Zhang et al. 2009, and many other authors. This is the great professor. I had some pictures so that I don't lose my audience. So it's good to change
before sleeping.
You continue with the research. It was just as you press F5 on your computer, refresh. More recently, Henriksen and Sanandaji. The Sanandaji completed his PhD dissertation in entrepreneurship on essays on entrepreneurship from Chicago University, I guess. And he published an article or a working paper, and this working paper was also reported in the Economist magazine. And he concluded that all the business owners are not entrepreneurs. All the business owners are not entrepreneurs. And they were in search of the true Schumpeteran entrepreneurs, of the innovators, or the creative destroyers. So they were in search of true Schumpeteran entrepreneurs. And they collected data of 996 self-made billionaires, not billionaires who inherited, rather self-made billionaires from the Forbes magazine. And then they concluded that only the innovator entrepreneurs who become billionaires, they bring more change in respect of economy, employment, and like that. Universally acceptable definition of entrepreneurship, or entrepreneur for that matter, is unavailable. We, for this study, take a very simple definition of entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is anyone who has initiated and managed the successful business for 3 years in the twin cities of Rawalpindi and Islamabad for our study. Entrepreneurship is essentially important for the economic development of every country. It brings employment, it generates economic activity, it brings new innovations, it brings regional development and many benefits. Pakistan has enormous entrepreneurship potential. Entrepreneurial activity is however limited mainly for the lack of government policy, socio-cultural constraints and financial and other barriers. We have a lot of barriers like people run after job security in face of the poverty, and they have a fear that if we start business we may lose, so risk taking behavior is lacking, and this can also be correlated from the studies on cultural dimensions. In this paper we studied the discriminating characteristics of entrepreneurs which make them distinctive from others, entrepreneurs and non-entrepreneurs. Here is the second author, Mr. Samiuddin Khan. So, we have this research question, that what differentiates the entrepreneurs from non-entrepreneurs on nature and nurture of entrepreneurs. And for that we have this theoretical model. This is the nature of entrepreneurs, or the psychology or the personality traits of entrepreneurs, or the cognitions. And we have chosen self-confidence, locus of control, risk-taking propensity and trust levels. And then we come to the nurture or society. We have taken society, family and friends, but we have coded one variable, included all these in one variable, and that is societal impacts. And then they, on the basis of these two, they take career decisions whether to become entrepreneurs or not to become entrepreneurs. So these are the study variables. Self-confidence, this is similar to Bandura's 1977 social learning theory and later social cognition theory as well. Self-efficacy, and this is the perceived belief in one's own abilities that one, he or she, can take certain tasks and accomplish those. If you are confident, you will start a business. If you are confident that you can teach, you can teach. So this is like this, simply put. Locus of control. Rotter 1966 proposed the concept of locus of control, and he divided locus of control on internal versus external. Later, Axon in 1991, I guess, he criticized Rotter on this external and internal locus of control dimensions when he defines self-control behavior in his famous theory of planned behavior. Individual's perception of his or her ability to exercise control over the environment. So if you believe environment is in your control, your internal locus of control is higher. And if you believe your environment is not in your control, you believe a lot upon fate and luck, then you believe on the external locus of control, your external locus of control is higher. Risk-taking propensity. Schumpeter 1954 acknowledges that J.S. Mill first publicized this in the economics literature. And J.S. Mill in 1848 included risk-taking as a function of entrepreneur, as an important function of entrepreneur. It is the propensity to take chances when you know you can have losses, you have ambiguity and you have uncertainty and you go on, this is risk. Trust levels, Dyer 1996 and Noon and Sue and many other authors, they emphasize the importance of trust in the field of business. If you trust your customers, if you trust your partners, if you trust your investors, then business goes on. Trust is the general probability that another person should be relied upon in his or her commitments. This is again Rotter 1967. Societal impacts, the impacts a society puts on shaping individuals' decisions regarding choosing business rather than being an employee, the employment choices or the career choices. And this is important for the entrepreneurial success. Career decisions, we have taken it as a nominal scale variable. If in our sample there were 70 entrepreneurs and 85 non-entrepreneurs, so if they were entrepreneurs, it's 1, and if they are not, then it's 0, like dummy variable or nominal scale. So, when it was a picture taken on Pakistan's Independence Day, and this is with my great professor in Nagyvarado, Nagyvarod. This is Oreda in Romania, and Hungarians love this place because of the culture and poets. This is in front of the big Catholic church. So, research methodology. You can see here, there were 155, this is sample in the research methodology. There were 155 respondents at all, thanks to professor for guiding me for using word art. 70 entrepreneurs and 85 non-entrepreneurs, and data was collected from Islamabad and Rawalpindi, Pakistan. And instrumentation, we have used the questionnaire on 1 to 5 Likert scale, where 1 is equal to strongly disagree and 5 means strongly agree. And these are the variables we have used: self-confidence, locus of control, risk-taking, trust level, societal impacts, to know their impact on career decisions. So this is beautiful depression on the New Year night. Now these are some descriptives. You can see here, table is guiding more better way. There were 23 restaurant owners in our sample, or 33% almost, 20% grocery retailers, 18.6% pharmacy owners, real estate owners 10%, 7% software houses, education business 4%, fitness 4%, 3% catering. I don't want to call education a business, but unfortunately it's a business these days. Non-entrepreneurs, there were from teaching 21%, banking 15%, medicine 10%, they were doctors, employed. Unemployed 18.8%, others 34%, they included military personnel, civil servants and stuff like that. This is t-test on our data. T-test is used to differentiate between the groups. And we have used this in combination with Cohen's d-test. This is coefficient for using the differentiation of two groups on study variables. So you can see that trust level, TL, the trust level is significant here, and the Cohen's d is also significant. Risk-taking propensity is also significant, and societal impacts are also significant. However, these two variables are not sufficiently significant. This is Swat Valley in Pakistan, from where the second author belongs to, some river and waterfalls and stuff like that. Beautiful place, but we are mismanaged, unfortunately, in the international crisis. Results. Of the correlation, standard deviation and means, you can see same variables here. Societal impact has largest impact on the career decisions. You can see this. And then risk-taking propensity 0.29 and trust levels 0.39. So this is at the level of significance 0.05 and 0.01, in between these. Then we use stepwise discriminant analysis. Stepwise discriminant analysis is more sophisticated test for discriminating the two groups on selected study variables. So what we do is, in fact, we get data from the t-test and these correlations, and we choose the most significant variable first, and then the other significant, and then third significant, and then we put data stepwise. You see that, and we insert variables until The dependent variable has variability. When the dependent variable stops showing variability, we stop putting predictors or independent variables. So these three are discriminating on Wilks lambda, standardized canonical discriminant coefficient, and discriminant coefficient, and structure model as well. You see R here, and these all three are significant. So these are different tests. Separately, we all employed all these tests to make sure that our results are confirmed. So we conclude about the research question that on nature and nurture, what differentiates the entrepreneurs? So nature and nurture both differentiate entrepreneurs. Specifically, societal impacts from the nurture, and risk-taking propensities, societal impacts from the nature were found significantly strong. No, societal impacts, risk-taking propensity, trust levels, and locus of control, they were significant. Self-confidence and external, we measure the external locus of control. Entrepreneurs have high internal locus of control. So we measured the external locus of control, and it was giving negative values. We can reverse the equation, but that was not significant in our case. So self-confidence and external locus of control were insignificant to discriminate. This may be because of the cultural differences. Recently, an Indian author published a study from India of entrepreneurs, and she found that risk-taking was insignificant for Indian entrepreneurs to discriminate between the entrepreneurs and non-entrepreneurs. So we can have surprising results for different cultures. Future research employing a larger sample from multiple cities of Pakistan be carried out for better understanding and conclusions about the discriminating factors of Pakistan. Also, researchers can conduct comparative studies for developed versus developing countries to know the differences. This is Islamabad, where I live in, the capital of Pakistan. These are some basics about Pakistan. This is from the World Bank. The per capita national income is $1,440, not too high. There you go. The small and medium enterprises in Pakistan, they employ about 90% of all enterprises in Pakistan. 80% of the non-agricultural labor force is employed in SMEs, and they share about 40% in the GDP. So these are the definitions of SMEs in Pakistan. This is from about entrepreneurial behavior and attitudes from Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. I have tried to compare from their data, using their data, Hungary and Pakistan, different attitudes. You can see that perceived opportunities rate is much higher in Pakistan than Hungary. Hungary is labeled as red. Perceived capabilities rate is, this is perceived, perception data, self-report data. And fear of failure rate is lower in Pakistan. Entrepreneurial intentions rate is higher in Pakistan in comparison to Hungary. And activity can also be seen. Then societal values and impact. You can see that impact, high job creation is much lower as compared to Hungary, maybe because of very small enterprises. Business services sector rate in Pakistan is much lower than Hungary, because in Pakistan SMEs are largely dealing with agriculture, with food, manufacturing, and not with services at all. So this is a picture of mine with a banana farm worker in my village, with my elder son and with my younger son. And this is banana ready to be loaded. It was hot summer, like 50 degrees Celsius. Yeah. Thank you very much. This is my YouTube channel. I keep on uploading videos about entrepreneurship in Pakistan, how we can improve entrepreneurship in Pakistan and globally. And the Facebook page is also dedicated to eShip Pakistan, and this is my email. Thank you very much for listening me and taking interest. I'm ready to answer questions if I can.